I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate June 3rd. The landing sites of the two most recent American Mars rovers are about 2,300 miles apart, roughly the distance from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. Yet the sites are a lot alike. Both are inside impact craters that formed at least 3.5 billion years ago. And both craters once held lakes, potential homes for microscopic life. Curiosity landed in Gale Crater in 2012. The crater is almost 100 miles across, with a central mountain that's 3.5 miles high. Curiosity has found that water could have filled the crater several times in its early history. Some of the lakes could have lasted for millions of years. Eventually, though, Mars lost most of its atmosphere and the water on its surface disappeared. Perseverance landed in Jezero Crater in 2021. It's a little less than 30 miles in diameter, but it too could have been filled up several times, with some of the lakes possibly hundreds of feet deep. At least one of the lakes formed when a massive flood ripped through the crater's rim. It created a large river delta that Perseverance continues to explore. Neither rover has found evidence of life, but they've revealed that both craters could have had the right conditions for life billions of years ago. Look for Mars well to the upper right of the moon at dawn tomorrow. It looks like a bright orange star. More about Mars tomorrow. Today's program was made possible by Martha Avant, thanking science teachers everywhere for their work. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.